Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Next stop, the House, for a $1.7 trillion budget bill that would keep the government operating passed tomorrow night. It passed in the Senate today. Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy goes over the numbers.
$42 billion aid to Ukraine, $27 billion for victims of natural disasters. Most of what's in here has been put together in a bipartisan fashion.
Passage comes less than a day after speech to Congress by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. President Biden is warning Americans to be careful as a winter storm threatens most of the country leading up to Christmas. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
It's not like a snow day, you know, when you're a kid.
As he received a briefing on the storm.
It's dangerous and threatening. This is really a very serious weather.
The president urged holiday travelers to bump up their itineraries.
Leave now.
Saying he's told his staff to do the same.
They can talk to me on the phone. It's not life and death. But it will be if they don't get out. They may not get out.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The government reports the economy grew at a strong 3.2% annual pace. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
Based on earlier estimates, economists had been expecting third quarter growth of around 2.9%. But the latest government report pegged the GDP growing at a rate of 3.2% in the third quarter. The economy grew at a blistering 5.7% in 2021 as it bounced back from the pandemic, then contracted during the first two quarters of 2022. Economists are forecasting slower growth looking ahead, under the influence of higher interest rates set by the Federal Reserve to combat inflation.
Worries about higher interest rates have stocks deep in negative territory late in the trading day. Cryptocurrency entrepreneur Sam Bankman-Fried is being told by a judge he can post $250 million bond and live at his parents' house in California while he awaits trial on charges he swindled investors and looted customer deposits. This is AP News. Australian authorities say rock art believed to be 30,000 years old has been destroyed.
The vandals apparently managed to remove parts of the barbed wire that fenced off the Cunalda Cave Heritage Site. Once in the cave, they used their fingers to draw on top of the indigenous artwork. The art is considered sacred to the indigenous Mirning people who live in the Nullarbor Plain area. Australian authorities have said that those found responsible could face criminal prosecution with a possible six-month prison sentence or a hefty fine. I'm Karen Chamas.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it will send teams to investigate two November crashes in California and Ohio involving Teslas that may have been operating on automated driving systems. The probes bring to 35 the number of crashes investigated since 2016 in which either Tesla's full self-driving or autopilot systems were likely in use. 19 people were killed in the crashes. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Arizona has agreed to take down a makeshift border wall, settling a legal battle with the federal government. The Biden administration and Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey have agreed the state will stop installing a wall of shipping containers in national forest land at the Mexico border. The state must also take down the containers already stacked too high and topped with razor wire in a remote valley in southeastern Cochise County by January 4th, without damaging any natural resources. That's according to documents filed Wednesday in U.S. District Court. Several federal departments joined in the lawsuit. The placement of thousands of containers at a cost of $95 million was about a third of the way along, but environmental protesters held up the work in recent days, and Democrat Katie Hobbs, taking over as governor in 2 weeks, opposes the construction. Governor Ducey has said the federal government owes it to Americans to release a timeline on when it would fill any remaining gaps in the permanent border wall. I'm Jennifer King.
Last-minute holiday shoppers are back in force. Remember the first 2 years of the pandemic? A lot of people were buying earlier in the holiday season, afraid they might not get what they wanted because there were shortages of some things or delays in deliveries. Shoppers had more money to spend thanks to government stimulus checks and child care credits. But this year, supply chain snags have eased, and shoppers aren't as worried about availability as they are about higher prices on everything from food to rent. So some are postponing their holiday buying until the last minute. retailers are relying on those last-minute shoppers to help meet their holiday sales goals after a weaker-than-expected November. I'm Rita Foley.
More and more Americans are dying of drug overdoses. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says in 2021, nearly 107,000 U.S. residents died of drug overdoses. To be exact, 106,699 people. That's nearly 16% higher than the previous year. Overall, more than 3.4 million Americans died last year. That's 80,000 more people than the year before. And drug overdoses are included in the category of accidental injuries, which were the fourth leading cause of death after heart disease, cancer, and COVID-19. And the CDC says that in 2021, life expectancy fell to about 76 years and 5 months. I'm Donna Warder.
For a group of women living in a commune in a remote part of California, marijuana is a religion. The self-proclaimed Sisters of the Valley are nicknamed the Weed Nuns.
On the fifth day of solstice, my true love gave to me 5 bags of weed.
When we first heard it, we didn't know how to react, but after a few seconds, it was like, we'll own it. And we did a fist bump and we're like, okay, we're the Weed Nuns.
Sister Kate Meusen started the enclave 8 years ago. They don't represent an official religion, but wear traditional habits.
Part of, I think, the gentle way to heal the problems of the planet is to have women own and control more things.
Sister Sophia Maya Costera says their cannabis products are meant to heal.
We're not ditzy stoner nuns. You know, we try to say that to folks. We're not ditzy. We're scholars.
The nun's top seller, a tropical salve to soothe achy joints. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.